And now, a message from Bianca Del Rio.
Okay, listen, world. Tonight is Drag Race. Stay the fuck off social media if you don't want to find out who won, you motherfuckers. I don't want to hear spoiler alert, die, you nasty bitch. If a hoe wins, we're going to fucking celebrate.
Oh, honey. Heavy is the head that wins the crown. And for the queen of all queens who just won All-Stars 3, we know it's also not easy to walk a mile in Trixie Mattel's pink cowgirl boots.
Folks thought for sure that it was Shangela's crown to snatch, but it looks like the gals who got eliminated had other plans in store and put Trixie Mattel and Kennedy Davenport as the top two to lip-sync for their legacy.
Today, Vivacious, mother of Ornacia, joins us to wrap up our podcast series on Drag Race All-Stars 3. What happens now when Shangela gets her dreams of getting the Drag Race crown denied?
Plus, who voted for who? We've got the receipts.
Why Lady Bunny gives the best head.
The WakandaCon Expo is coming to Chicago for fans of Black Panther.
And we are living in the age of plastic. Literally, scientists find plastic particles in our water, air, and everywhere. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is the Fausto and Mark Show.
Guest starring Vivacious. Feast of Fun is made possible because of fabulous people just like you. Thank you. Unlock a delicious world of podcasting magic and listen to thousands of amazing shows at feastoffun.com/plus.
Hello.
Hello.
Mother
is disappointed.
Has some tea. Mother has some tea, bitch.
Oh, is it hot tea or cold tea?
I don't need disgruntled tea at this point.
I'm sipping on a big, tall glass of cool iced tea right now because folks are throwing up on the internet. Shangela was robbed. Justice for Shangela.
Well, RuPaul didn't rob her. Her co-stars robbed her.
I know. Those shady apes.
Girl, are you okay?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Do you want me to give you some air?
Because as soon as we got...
your fan to breathe.
As soon as the show ended, we were like, call me now. I'm so mad. We're like...
I am gagooed. I am gagging. I probably need... Somebody said, y'all need to take a Xanax and calm down. Maybe that's the case. I probably need some Jesus, because that was some shit.
So it felt like it was definitely clear that it was Shangela's crown to lose, and at the last minute, they surprised everybody with saying, hey, we're going to have all the girls you got to eliminate decide who's going to be the top two.
Disgruntled queens that have, remember, two episodes ago when those queens came back, and that episode should have been called Receipts, because those eliminated queens had nothing very nice to say about the remaining queens that were there. So why would you bring back disgruntled? And I'm using the word disgruntled because you don't forget in 2 weeks' time that you did that two weeks before to then now decide the fate of the true people who should have won. And yeah, disgruntled queens should not have the right to come back and have a say on those who are doing properly in the show.
Why do you think RuPaul set it up like that?
Drama. It probably is not even her. It's probably just the network people going, yeah, girl, let's put that twist up in there. Yeah, they live. Well, bitch, half the audience ain't living right now. They're all shook in shock. And it feels like a Trump alternative facts win. Now, make no mistake. This is how I look at it. If Trixie was up against Shangela and Trixie won, fierce win.
Yeah.
But to do this other twist and put, and, you know, they try to say, oh, let's try to give it to somebody who might, you know, who this win might help broaden their career, etc. I believe you physically just set up Kennedy to get a shitload of darts sent to her direction. Y'all fucked her over royally. It's like, by you giving her that top two position, and now everybody, the other fans are going to be like, girl, now come for her for all the wrong reasons. It is not Kennedy's fault. She was in that position. Those vultures put her in that position.
Mm.
And now people are going to be sitting here nitpicking at Kennedy. And Kennedy is a fierce fucking performer.
Yeah, but nobody thought she really had a legit chance at that crown.
Her argument was that she was the one who needed it the most.
Right. It's like, technically speaking, how it should have been was Kennedy was 4, BB was 3, Trixie and Shangela were 2-1 in terms of them two can fight it out for the crown. That's
why,
how that
why do you think that these girls took an axe to Shangela's back and didn't send her to lip sync for her legacy?
because in a sense, she, you know, they're still jealous of her success in some way, shape, or form. Think about this. Shangela has always been the comeback bitch. In season 2, she was the first one to leave. She came back in season 3. And everybody on that damn season was coming for her every 5 seconds off the way. And she persisted and she kept on climbing. Her ability to entertain without being vulgar, doesn't have to curse. She's sassy. She's charismatic, unlike anybody else that's ever been on Drag Race. Yes, you heard me. I said so. She has the ability to take on any single thing that's handed to her and turn it in a more high caliber way that everybody from different parts of the network and industry wants to work with her instead of other people. That's not her fault.
You know, Trixie says right now, your tone is very pointed, Vivacious.
Honey, shut up with that fucking pointed tone shit. I've been Team Shangela from day one. I will always be Team Shangela. Mm-hmm. It's not pointed. I'm just pointing out facts.
Mm-hmm.
She's made straw into gold from scratch by herself this whole time. Whereas when they do other tours with other queens to be the MCs, they don't have her ability to keep the crowd engaged. She's the only person who can do that. People who didn't even want her on their tours had no choice but to book her because she's the only one that can bring that energy into that room, and make it more fun for people.
Mm.
She's that captivating. She might be small, but her ego and her energy, not ego, her energy is larger than a freaking football stadium.
So who did her in? Who did not vote for her to lip sync for her legacy? Who
They voted her out.
Yeah, they basically voted her out by voting for Trixie. So, you know, Devane definitely voted for Kennedy because they only got, do they each get to pick one?
They get to pick two.
They get to each. Pick two.
Yes.
Okay. And then so, whatever that crossover was.
Yeah. And they were all sort of like giving, I think because they were, it was sort of like a situation where Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. had disgruntled Bernie voters. Mm-hmm. And so people didn't turn out to support as Hillary, even though she got the majority of the votes. Yeah. And probably there was Russian meddling in key states. Mm. Maybe this thing isn't such a good metaphor, but usually what happens is that Kennedy stole the votes that Shangela needed in order to get to the top two.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Well, no. She didn't steal it. It was handed. Remember, they said maybe we should give it to a person who
needs it.
Can't make it on their own, so who they'll need it instead. If that was the case, then you should have given it to BB and Kennedy, not Kennedy and Trixie, mm-hmm. because Trixie also is a self-made person from the time she left her season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're gonna those disgruntled, I'm using the word disgruntled because, as I said, two episodes ago, they showed their faces when they came back into the workroom and they were literally going for tea and points as to, girl, why did you eliminate me? Why did you eliminate
me? I'm a big fan of the term disgruntled. I called some people disgruntled and they all came for me. You know why? Because they were disgruntled. You know, and for people that don't know what disgruntled means, I mean, they're angry or annoyed at you for something.
But can't we just be happy that Trixie won? And I think, Vivacious, you're definitely happy that somebody
don't put words
won.
In her mouth.
I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with Trixie winning at whatsoever because I've been Team Shangela and Team Trixie from day one. Mm-hmm. Who was my first pick? Shangela, who was my second pick, Trixie, in that order. And if it went either way, I'm happy with either decision. It's just how this played itself down that made no damn sense.
I wonder what Katya Samolochikova has to say about this. Well, we don't know because she's missing.
Well, Katya probably would have, you know, Katya probably knows that Trixie was going to win because, you know, these things, it's hard to keep things as a secret, and they may have crowned both of them and filmed it. But you just know Kennedy was out coming home with that crown.
Oh, poor Kennedy. I'm sorry, but...
Just like you knew Baby wasn't coming home with that crown. She'd already got her crown. She already had hers.
Well, now not only is Kennedy not coming home with a crown, she's going to be coming home with a whole bunch of verbal abuse from the fans for all the wrong reasons, something that she doesn't deserve. She's been getting this ever since she said the word condone and conduct. Now she did a meme instead of a meme. Yeah. And now this. It's like, well, I'm sorry, Kennedy.
Who's going to be giving her the flack? The people that feel like Shangela should have been up there? Is that who's going to give her the flack?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, it sets up that tone. And, you know, because it's not Kennedy's fault whatsoever, is those disgruntled children in the back. Mm-hmm. It's like, you shouldn't have a say on people that's been in the show. Let the judges decide. I mean, yes, I understand that maybe the show is trying to take on a new direction of let's try something new instead of rude deciding. Mm-hmm. Miss Thing, Peter Gation always said, and he was the owner of four clubs in New York City, Limelight Tunnel, Palladium Club USA. Did I miss one? Limelight
Tunnel. That name sounds, yeah, he sounds familiar.
You know, I want to set a new rule.
The clientele should be seen and never heard. And in this case, the ones that's already left should be seen but never have a say in the end result.
So I want to propose a new rule for future seasons of Drag Race and All Stars.
What's that?
Do not release merchandise featuring only the winner before the season starts. Those Funko Pop figurines, you know,
They
released one with RuPaul, Alaska, and Trixie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, obviously Trixie's going to win All Stars.
Well, also,
and
too,
it,
you have,
took
you have,
that away.
Yeah, you also
it?
Have to remember World of Wonder produces her television show that she's done. She's the Trixie and Katya show, which I guess is, I don't know if it's just going to be the Trixie and Bob show, or is it just going to become the Trixie show? What's going to happen with that? And so you're going to want to back the person you're already backing. You know, you're already in for a penny, you're in for a pound. So why not make her the winner?
So is that foreshadow or foreskin? That's what I would like to know.
Either way, it's funky. You know, them lip syncing Wrecking Ball is an appropriate song for the season, don't you think?
Shut up!
You know, I guess, isn't there like a connection with Trixie Mattel and Miley Cyrus?
I don't think so.
I think there is. I'm just not aware of what that connection is. But you actually danced for Miley Cyrus at the Music Video Awards.
Yes, I did.
And Shangela was there.
2015, yes. I think Trixie had just left Drag Race at the time. So yeah. Trying to get into the light might have been an issue at the time.
I think her time machine was broken. So she couldn't travel back in time and become a star at that time. But you know, she was just getting started.
I think they've taken Miss Pearl and Violet Chachki from her season on the VMAs also.
Boy, I know Pearl and Violet Chachki are like, remember me. Poor girls. You know, Trixie and Katya from their season, they just obliterated everybody.
Yeah. And then people's whole thing with the fans. I don't think fans should vote on a TV show. It should be only the judges, because fans have their skewed versions of who they should vote for. Me personally, just like that interview that lady brought a week and a half ago, in New York City, we only look at the fucking talent. I don't care about how pretty you are. I don't care about how fierce your costume is. Mm-hmm. I look at the talent. And in the talent for this season, it was Ben de la Creme and then Shangela. Then Ben de la Creme left and Shangela kept on being fiercely consistent. Now, if you look at the wins and the eliminations, as somebody told me, the second person right under Shangela would have been Bibi Zahara Benet, in terms of she's been high or safe the whole season, never in the bottom, whereas Trixie has been in the bottom and not safe, etc. So you know, if you want to play it from that point of view. But it's like, stop giving the fans the ability to run these shows. Stop it. Let the judges do their jobs and just abide by their decisions and call it a day. RuPaul, don't give it to no damn disgruntled queens that was there because I'm pissed X, Y, and Z happened to me because I got eliminated by that queen. So now this is my chance to get revenge. Bitch, please.
That's the new catchphrase.
Revenge. Bitch, please.
Oh, you know, I'm looking forward to All Stars 4 with you on it, Vivacious.
Well,
I'll be really disappointed when you don't win that crown.
I'm not there for the crown. I have bigger fish to fry.
That's what I feel about Shangela. It's like the show reminded me how much I enjoy listening to Shangela talk.
And can we say how fabulous she looked?
She's that little train that could. But here's the thing. The reason why everybody is pissed about it is because she is deserving of that win. If Shangela was in third place, we would not be bitching whatsoever. But when you look down at everything she won, she was always in the top. And then she won every single lip sync challenge that she's ever had to do. And then you're going to turn around and let some Philistines from the left side going, hey, girl, are we going to take this show and pull it to the right and pull some sideshow shit? Girl, no. Come on. I mean, even RuPaul looked shooketh on her face when they said Kennedy. She was like, oh?
Do you think that Trixie got the raw end of the deal, even though she won the damn show? Because now people are hating on her, too.
Yes, I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, it should have been Trixie and Shangela. And then Trixie whips Shangela's ass. And then they'd be like, yes, my queen, you won that bitch. You see, you can't take the crown from the most deserved and just give it to somebody else because then it feels like a hollow win for the winner. And then in this case, you then took somebody who would have been on the bottom four and shoved her right next to the potential winner. And then tell her to duke it out. And did you notice the whole time that the cameras was going, at no point did they show Kennedy doing the real emotion of what the wrecking ball should be? Because Kennedy's doing what the song is telling that the song is supposed to do. That's the real performance, but no cameras was watching her, you know.
Well, the camera on there was just edited, so we didn't see that. And you can kind of tell.
They literally showed Trixie the whole, like 90% of the time.
Yeah. Well, because like, we knew she was going to win.
TV.
Well, they were trying to edit it to make you want her to win, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're trying to force me the narrative to show me that. But bitch, I'm the bitch who can see through the motherfucking matrix. When you send the bullets at me, put my hands up like Neo and drop them bitches to the floor, and I see your zeros and I see your ones and I see your zeros. Okay? Mm-hmm. There are other people who can see through the matrix, too.
It's good, though, that they have more diversity and not just have all blonde drag. Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking I'm in another timeline. More blonde drag queens in the Hall of Fame.
It would have been nice to have had somebody else in the Hall of Fame for one. So far, it's been three bombshells, blonde shells.
That's one thing that does bug me about, because all these drag queens feel like they have to be a blonde in order to succeed.
Well, blondes, you know, they pop out more,
right? Are you trying to
come
for RuPaul by making that statement, bitch? Because I remember Lady Bunny said the same thing last week about her wig, too.
Yeah. They're all like, I'm like, I love wearing black hair because it makes me look like an evil bitch. And I like looking like an evil bitch. Tura Satana, you know?
I'm going to start wearing blonde hair starting tomorrow.
We're all going blonde.
I'm a winner, baby!
Oh, girl, is Bibi Zaharabaneh okay? Is she going to... It feels like she never had a chance.
No. Listen. The purpose of putting Bibi Zaharabaneh on and also to bring back other people from season one and season two is to help bring a better prolific spotlight towards them because they were put in the section of obscurity based on where the show was. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just that the Bibi would come back. But like when one of the people pointed out, I think it was Trixie saying, she was on like 9 years ago. And what has she done with it? You know, not to say that she hasn't been performing and stuff like that, but, you know, or, but a lot of people have had less, given less, and done more with it.
Okay, first of all, Trixie, you can't really say that. I'm going to tell you why, because Layla McQueen left
Trixie. It was Trixie, yeah. Okay.
And that's why I did appreciate Trixie actually, you know, pointing out that Kennedy Davenport wore this same rainbow dress practically both times. And so saying that Bibi Harabinay, you know, was comfortable in where she was.
BB, listen, BB knows that this will give her the extra bump and boost that she needs, and she needed it. So do other people from season 2, 3, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to help them, because the show didn't get more prolific until last season. Look at the numbers on half of these girls from last season. They are in historic numbers in terms of the fan base that the show has garnered by putting it on a major network as opposed to an internet show. So, yes, the language needs to be regurgitated to help some of these girls get a more prolific, you know, numbers, which can help them in the future. Just saying.
What about Bette de la Creme? Seeing her there again, I was wondering what was going on through her head. Like, had She's she like, made a
I'll
good
I'll tell you what's going on through her head. I'm contractually obligated to be here. But I love how she wore red, because she's just like, I'm the one that's, you know, it's kind of like when Scarlett O'Hara, when her husband made her wear red to the party because she was the vixen. She was the one that everybody was talking about. And you're like, you're going to wear that red dress and you're going to be a tart like everybody knows. Because, you know, she's, you know, now Ben's like kind of like the bad girl for breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
in Gone with the Wind, they actually named Scarlett
O'Hara like
was
her
known as the vixen.
She made her she was after somebody else's husband, and so she was a big kind of like a tramp, you know. And so,
and the term they used was vixen.
I used the word vixen.
Okay.
The vixen is somebody who's foxy. That's, you know.
Shut up, bitch! You're only saying vixen because you want to turn this all about vixen. You leave her season 10 alone.
I'm not talking about that. Listen, there's the term vixen. The vixen exists outside of
the
comic
the vixen. Season 10 already is weeks away.
They vixen.
I'm really loving the neon theme that they're using to promote it. It's very exciting and fun. Almost as good
as
the
vivacious colors.
Yes. It reminds me very much of the robotic futuristic theme that they had for season 4 with Sharon Needles, when they were like, turn on the Dragulator, and, you know, the Dragulator malfunctions and out pops,
right.
You know, Latrice, Willem, Sharon Needles.
I remember that. Yes, that was actually a very good preview when they
Whereas
did that.
Like the last season was like that dust, the color dust. I always think it's kind of cheap, like somebody who's playing with a chalkboard. Erasers, you know, it's not like to me the happiest or the most exciting imagery. Whereas this neon theme reminds me of very 80s Gem and the Holograms, and it's really fun to see the girls kind of in this black light and seeing the colors pop and definitely the way they're incorporating a lot of ballroom culture, like category is. You know, Paragon, well, you know, chop.
She has a song about that. So, yes, Mama Ru, promote that track all the way to the bank, bitch. All the motherfucking way. Pick up your coins and prance, bitch.
And I just want to emphasize for the drag queens that are listen to the podcast, who are our contestants on these shows, we love you. We celebrate all of you. Mm-hmm. And we welcome you to come on the podcast and tell your side of the story and share your what we didn't get to see. You know, we're very interested in hearing about y'all. And certainly Trixie and Shangela and Thorgy Thor and Aja are all welcome to come on Feast of Fun and tell their story as well. Because, you know, I just don't want people, you know, sometimes I get some of the drag queens and they're like, you were talking about me on your podcast. And, oh, I can't believe that you let the, I'm like, listen. This is us talking about our feelings about it. And these feelings aren't a reflection of how we feel about you. It's just that we feel frustrated sometimes.
Somebody just wrote on my page in terms of the other queens. They call them the Bitter Queen's Revenge. Colby, yeah. I'm gonna have to give you credit for that one. Mm-hmm. The Bitter Queen's Revenge. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm truly shocked that they didn't pick Shangela, that they didn't send Shangela versus Trixie.
It's like, how can you not? I mean, if you're pissed that she sent you home, girl, that's part of the show. Get over your personal self.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, did the queens think that Trixie could have won? I mean, sorry. Kennedy could have won against Trixie. Is that why, or was it not?
I don't know,
like,
but yeah. here was a few things that I noticed. So, I mean, and somebody brought this up, and I'm like, one of the drag queens in New York brought this up, and she has no intentions of auditioning for the show. She got very much. So, Kennedy, you wore a dress that was very short, and you were doing your whole performance barefoot. Okay. And then Trixie, you did a reveal, and all you had on was flat boots underneath. What the fuck was that all about?
I think a cowgirl cowboy boots for Trixie is her brand, is her motif, it's her style right now.
I mean, seriously, bitch, I'm going to tell you this much. Maybe I should be the queen of kitten heels if that's the case, because you know me, I don't like high heels because it's not good for my back. And as a physical therapist, that's what I studied in school, people. I'm not a background in no theater, nothing, honey. I'm a background in biology. My background is physical therapy. I know that high heels ain't good for nobody, so maybe I should switch the narratives to kitten
heels. You know
heels,
those cowboy
are
boots aren't any better for you. That's what Prince wore, and that they threw out his hip, too.
Yeah, super high heels.
No. Prince wore high heels. Cowboy boots are not high.
No, but he wore platform shoes. He wouldn't wear, like, women's high heel shoes.
No, he wore the higher version of heels, higher than Trixie's. That's what he was performing in. And remember, he was doing show back to back different places. And so over time, yes, he's going to have, remember, Prince was also probably walking from the dressing room to the stage without stretching and then dropping into those splits and all that other stuff and all those spins because he thought he could do that, but it takes toll over time. Ask Lady Bunny.
Girl, I'm just amazed that Lady Bunny can move around as fast as she does. You know, there's this video that we shot.
I'm convinced that Lady Bunny gives the best fucking head on the planet. And people, I know you're probably going vivacious. Why would you make such a comment? Lady Bunny's wigs weigh about 15 to 60 pounds. Do you know how much throat and neck muscles you have to be able to hold up 60 pounds on your head, plus your fucking head itself? So I'm convinced when that bitch puts a dick in her throat, honey, she could either turn that shit in the diamonds, zirconium, Swarovskis, or give you the world's fiercest orgasm because she's just got neck power. She don't even have Wakanda power. This bitch got neck power. That's props.
They're doing a Wakanda Con.
Wakanda Con?
Yeah, they're doing a Wakanda Con here in Chicago. And I guess, I don't know if it's official or not, but it is, it's, you know, going to celebrate Afrofuturism. Here in Chicago. I think it's going to turn into Freaknik. Did you ever hear about Freaknik?
Afrofuturism.
I'm sure there will be people with their, you know, some people like to put their personal into things and mess things up. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it doesn't turn into something like that. I hope that those who will go to the Wakanda Con will take from the movie that this was about, as Michelle Obama would say, aim high and go high always. And hope that they can bring that towards this as opposed to turn it into some ghetto ass, you know, let me show up in my pussy rider. Am I allowed to see the that's a Jamaican term, by the way. Pussy rider is a outfit that comes very high up your body. Oh. And you could actually see that's an old Jamaican term from back in the day. I hope it doesn't turn into something like that. But it can be, I hope Wakanda Con can be very elevating. And black folks, I need you to also understand that there are white folks who want to celebrate you in your Wakanda Con. So don't turn around and try to bash them in the process.
So if you want to learn more about Wakanda Con, and I'm getting a ticket, go to WakandaCon2018.com and learn more about it. It is organized by black folks. And no, it is not an official conference. It is a fan-driven project.
Then honey, then you might as well call that ghetto Gekanda Khan at this point, bitch. Sorry, no. Bye, girl. Not interested.
What did you say?
Ghetto Khanda Khan, bitch. I don't see it. Sorry, no. I'm not trying to throw shade.
I think it could be a lot of fun.
Sweetie, if you want viralocity, you will bring your cameras and put it on record, honey, because I'm all, what's it, All Star Hip Hop or whatever that site is going to call is about to become very viral at Ghetto Khanda Khan. Trust.
They're grassroots. They only have 561 followers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me that this was being done by Marvel, I would go with it better in that sense. But some people, as I said, some folks don't know how to handle their ish properly, and they come with their personal ah. The personal ah is when you're given a job to be a professional in something, but you come with the quirks that make you in your personal life an absolute mess. And so you bring that into your professional and you mess up and now you're fired. You mess it up and nobody wants to work with you. That's called your personal ah. You know, it's kind of like your ego, your personal ah. The ah should probably also stand for the attributes of who you are. The personal ah. Yes.
Do you know Tinder is being sued finally by transgender people for refusing to service them. So I don't know if you know this, but if you change your gender identity, or if you present, if you're clockable, basically, if your gender identity doesn't match your appearance, you can be reported as a fake person or a fake profile on Tinder, and then you're banned for life. And you can never get back on Tinder unless you create a new Facebook account, which violates the terms of Facebook. And so they're being sued for refusing to give them equal access. And I'm like, it's about goddamn time.
Well, I mean, Sister Roma and the mayor of California 2 years ago, or was it 2.5 years ago, took to the steps of in California, and they got that action done to have Facebook reverse its decision on discriminating against performers, the trans community, and other communities. They were coming after Wiccans, pagans, and even indigenous Indians with their native names. That's their God-given name. Mm-hmm. You know, they try to come for my name, you know, Firecracker Mary from Cocksucker South. And thank God Sister Roma fought for me to get that shit back.
Have you looked into changing your name permanently, legally, to Vivacious?
Yes, I am actually looking into that.
Write my checks, Vivacious. Buy my airplane tickets, Vivacious. Here's my passport, Vivacious.
And my credit card's already coming in named Vivacious.
Do they put like a first and last name, or is it just one word?
It's one word.
Like Madonna.
It says DBA Vivacious.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Accepted wherever fierce queens are accepted.
You know the Dungeons and Dragons game. I guess they have an app, and now they're going to allow their elves to be gender fluid, so you can change the gender of your elf from day to day.
But yes, only the elves. Yeah. So, what about the wizards or the warriors or anything like that?
I think it's just elves are kind of gay and pansexual and gender ambiguous anyway. So
but Dumbledore was a girl. I'm just saying Dumbledore was a girl. Huh? Well,
how was Dumbledore a girl?
This thing, everybody knows Dumbledore was a lady. Ask J.K. Rowling.
He's played by Jude Law. Dumbledore will be played by Jude Law.
Dumbledore.
But they might infer that he's gay, but there's not going to be anything overtly gay about him.
I'm actually looking forward to that one. I want to get back down to Dagon Island myself, bitch. There's a few cute white boys down there. Hi.
Hey, I'm not good.
I got. got to get my Patronus chant together, honey. Expeculum.
You know what's your Patronus, is, Vivacious?
Mine is Expeculum. You know what a speculum is, right?
Yeah, but what's the beast that comes out of your wand?
Go Google the word speculum right now, bitch.
That's what you used to open up a pussy, right?
Or an ass.
Yeah.
What's the beast that comes out of your wand, Mark?
Mine, a stag.
Aw, you know what mine is?
Hmm.
A dog.
Aw.
Like a dog. Like I went to took the test and just basically a photo of Jesse, our dog, popped up. And I was like, aw, I love you even more. He's such a sweet. Mara, we took Jesse to the bar and it's like, it's so weird. Like people like recognize him from the videos on our YouTube channel. And they're like, oh my God, there's the dog for that was like licking Courtney Act's crotch.
The one that Lady Bunny was teasing. Jesse was not shocked by the twist at the end at all. He's like, I saw it coming.
You know, Darian Lake is telling folks, listen, instead of being mad or hating that they didn't pick somebody you won, instead of sending hate to the winner, buy your queen's t-shirt, album, doll, merchandise, and put your money where your mouth is.
Actually, Darian Lake has a very good fucking point.
I mean, that's what we remind our listeners. We can't do this podcast without your financial support. Without you guys making it possible for us to be here, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, we don't got TV money, honey. We got podcasting money. So if you got a dollar, you want to throw it in our tip jar, go to feastofon.com/donate. Or consider being a member and access our podcast with Shangela and Trixie Mattel and RuPaul and Vivacious and tons of people from RuPaul's Drag Race all on our website, feastoffun.com/plus. Ooh, let me ring that bell because it gets me horny. Ooh. Oh, sorry, I just got carried away. Mm.
Bob Mackie's going to design the dresses for Cher's show that's going to premiere here in Chicago. Cher, the Cher Show, it's called.
The Cher Show. It's a musical.
It's a musical based on Cher's life. And it's going to be, I guess, the last time I read it was going to be based on, like, they're going to have three different actresses playing her during her career. And so it'll be fun to see that. And so Bob Mackie's coming on to make the costume because he designed so many of her iconic costumes over the ages.
Where did they find such an old actress that could still... Elaine Stritch is no longer with us.
You know, they just put a little makeup on her and make her look a little older. Like, when you look at Cher perform, it's like, do you think I'm looking at an old lady?
No, I don't, right? But whoever plays Cher on Broadway in a contemporary Cher is... Mm-hmm. Probably going to be younger than the actual Cher.
Oh, of course. Cher's like, I'm 72 and I can do a 5-minute plank.
I can't do a 5-minute plank.
Yeah.
One of my drag queen sleuths says that there is a way as to how the queens voted for what made the cut. And actually, from what they said was, if you see Kennedy perform, you will be very mesmerized by her, which is the absolute truth. And those girls picked her to go to the top because they felt that she needed to get that position to help her in terms of what she needs to do, which is what when I wrote online rigor mortis, that was something that I said, I understand where they said, you know, if that platform can help somebody, they actually said on the show, who could use a platform to help benefit them more than somebody who's already been benefited from the platform. Mm. And it is true. Kennedy has not benefited from the show. So they're hoping that by giving her this position can help benefit her in the process.
Mm.
I just wish that Kennedy had more merchandise. Even it's like, you know, like what she sells on her website is a personalized video.
You know, sometimes some people can't see out of the dark. And it's one of the main reasons why I stopped telling drag queens 2 seasons ago what companies to go with in terms of when you get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because she needs to figure out what she needs to do and what's not working for her. And she needs to, you know, maybe she needs to sit down and hire a financial planner to look at everything that she's done since her season up until now and look at what's working and what's not working for her and change what's not working. Mm. Because she's been put in a top position twice. If you don't know how to work the shit out of that twice, I mean, if I was given that position the first time, bitch, baby, we wouldn't even be here right now trying to do a glory hole, trying to make money to try to make an Ornatia video.
Let me put it this way. Shangela has Shangela.com. Trixie Mattel has TrixieMattel.com. Bibi Zahara Benet has BibiZahara.com. Kennedy Vandenport's official website is not even listed. It's bookcameo.com/KennedyDavenP.
Which makes no damn sense.
Get yourself a URL, you know? It's like, it ain't
but it's like,
go get on Wix. Sweetie,
whoever is helping you to put this together is not doing you a service. You need to get rid of them.
Well, isn't that what you said? A lot of, like, one of the challenges for a lot of African-American entertainers is that they, you know, feel very much a loyalty to their community and to their family. And so when they're successful, they go to the
default. Let me tell you something. I'm a white woman of color. That shit don't fly over motherfucking here, bitch. You send that shit to me, I will burn it down real quick. It takes a village to raise a bitch, not this bitch. Mm-mm.
But I think it's important to give back to your community and to be tied to people in your community.
You can give back to your community, but you don't have to blindly follow your community.
But I think that maybe that might just be something that happens, you know? It's like, I mean, Shangela has Shangela.com.
No, it's called the automatic mental default for many people. I'm not in that automatic mental default. No. I can see things quite clearly. Maybe it's the fact that I grew up in a very white world around me, in terms of I worked in straight clubs all my life. All the people around me were business people, and I had to walk into that business room and tell them, my name is Vivacious. This is what I'm going to do for your event. This is what I'm going to do for your party, and you're going to fucking respect me, and you're going to take me seriously, and I'm going to implement everything that I say that I do, and you're not going to mess with it. Maybe it's because I've had 27 years of doing that, why I don't fall into that default mode of, well, you know, let me go work with the people who look like me. I'm not that person. I aim for the on.
Well, you want to have a diverse group. Any company, and, you know, does best when it has a diverse team of people. And diversity is helpful because it gives you lots of different perspectives on how to overcome any obstacle. And I don't know, you know, what Kennedy's situation is. She may have had her site hacked, or somebody might have taken over it. You know,
I don't think she had it hacked. It's like, you had, from that season until you're top four. You're one of the fiercest performers. I think you could actually outdance every fucking queen on RuPaul's Drag Race. There is no reason for you not to have been making enough money to figure out what your website is, to then even reflect and look at what you need to do to then up your ante. It's like, do you have an end game in all of this? Don't, you know, as I was telling somebody today, a lot of drag queens, they were like, who do you want to get on All Stars for? I said, somebody who actually have a mission statement in terms of what they need to do, not just because I'm a drag queen from the TV show. What's your end game? Those are the plans that they should be asking and looking for those girls. Somebody who can add something bigger to the tapestry of drag that can benefit the overall community. Not just, oh, book me because I was on Drag Race. Bitch, no, that's not All Stars. On All Stars, if you don't already have it in place, you at least need to already have the blueprint already written down so that you know that you can implement it when you get this extra boost. Not just, well, I'm a drag queen, so you just need to book me.
I think that was Trixie's Team Plastic, right? There's been tests on major brands of bottled water, and they found that every single one of them contains dangerous particles of plastic. And this is in the BBC.
It might be plastic, but it's not fantastic.
I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. Shangela was robbed.
And what I just said is not a dig in any way, shape, or form of Trixie. What I'm saying is you're saying the world is very plastic in terms of how they look at these things. Well, I'm looking at it from the other point of view in terms of if you're going to get to All-Star, it's very hard when you're in the lower tier of Drag Race to implement your dreams because you don't have the numbers, the fan base to match what you need to get done. But if you're going to, even if you don't have that, you should still have a plan put together, set in place to go, if I get to All-Stars, I can use this platform to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Mm. And your platform shouldn't just be, well, I just want to do more drag so I could get more bookings for drag. That's tired. You need to now add something to it that will transcend. Yes, a drag is still what you're going to be doing, but now how do you add to your drag to transcend it so that it can then be something that could possibly benefit the overall LGBT community? That's how I look at the All-Star section of this thing in terms of, the next future sections of girls that want to get onto the All-Star section of Drag Race. What do you have? It's just don't say, well, girl, I have pretty costumes, so you need to put me on the show. My drag has improved. Improved drag don't mean that you have a game plan. It just means you improved your drag.
You gotta be a star.
I'm just saying. Just because you got on a new breastplate, you got on some new titties, you got on some new hair, that doesn't mean you have an end plan for what you need to do. Yes, your life is supposed to lead up to that moment, but now you need to have a game plan on what you can do to add to the community. What can you do to elevate us as a community that can eventually help other people going around? That's how I look at All Stars to be.
Season 10 is going to start next week. Who are you most looking forward to seeing perform?
Let me tell you something. I don't believe in Kai Kai, but Miss Cracker makes me want to break all my Kai Kai codes. I have bought 10 seals from the Vatican in place over my heart and over my Viagra to never look at another fucking drag queen. But honey, Miss Cracker has a boy.
So you actually think Sister Dick will make you sick? Is that...
honey, I don't bump pocketbooks, bitch. But she's so damn cute. She nearly made me want to go get a pocketbook and hold it like Bibi Zahara last week from the Queen and go bump her pocketbook with that shit. So I'm rooting for Miss Cracker. I'm rooting for Monet Exchange. I am rooting for Aquaria. I am also rooting for Asia O'Hara. I am rooting for.
You mean Eureka?
Asia.
Oh, there's two O'Haras.
Let them O'Hara sisters? Bitches battle it out. You know what? Maybe you should ask them that question when you interview them next week on Feast of Fun.
Hell yeah. Who should we talk to?
There you go, honey.
Who do you guys want us to talk to? We had Miss Cracker on already. We've had Vixen many times. Who's that? Monet Exchange to me or Mayhem Miller are the top that I'm dying to talk to.
I would say, I'm so sorry, people. I'm also rooting for Mayhem Miller. I have begged that show. I was like, get that girl on the show. Let me tell you something. Mayhem Miller is one of the hardest working bitches out in L.A. And one of the reasons what I like her is I love her work ethic. I love the fact that she's not shady. And I love the fact that she's very inclusive. California is one of the only states that I know where drag kings and drag queens and trans sisters and also biological cis sisters all work in the same drag show. And this is why for L.A., they look at this topic as let everybody on the show. L.A. is one of the most inclusive places. One of the other reasons that I live for L.A., the LGBT goers that support these parties, they support it wholeheartedly. Whereas in New York City, for one of these little gays to tip a queen, it's like, bitch, you got to come in the building, cut off the top of the building, slide over the Empire State Building next to the club that you're in, run to the top before your number ends and drop into a death drop from the 100th floor down before the track ends. And if you don't do that, those bitches won't even give you a tip. That's the shade of New York. Whereas the L.A. children, they know what it's like to suffer without having an LGBT community.
Hold on. This is just it. I'm watching a
video
now.
Breaking news.
I'm watching a video. And so they showed... There was, on Twitter, RuPaul's Drag Race tweeted this out of who picked what lipsticks. So the first one that came up is Aja, and Aja picked Trixie and Kennedy. And so now,
Ben, to stay or to go?
To lip sync for the legacy.
Oh, okay.
And so now I'm looking at Ben, and Ben's picking up her lipstick, and I see her. She picks up Kennedy, and then she picks up Trixie. Now comes up Shishi, Kennedy, of course. And then you're not going to. She picked Trixie too? Oh, because she did not want Shangela to win. Oh, and now here comes Milk. Milk picks Trixie and Kennedy. They're all picking Trixie and Kennedy.
Whoa.
Holy shit. Morgan picked BB and Kennedy.
Yes, that's what it was supposed to have been. It should have been BB and Kennedy.
Thorgy picks Trix. Hold on. Is it playing me out? Trixie and Shangela. Wow, so many of them picked.
That's fascinating. Yeah. So they really reacted quite a bit to those one-on-one moments with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, you know, five-on-one, I guess.
It's what the girl said. It's what the girl said. The girl said, we want to give it to the queen who we feel should, that this win at the top can hopefully help them increase their career because they're very good at what they do.
Mm.
Shangela is already self-made. Trixie is already self-made. Kennedy
is
not.
The spirit of all stars.
They all are winners in my eyes, yeah. And I'm very excited to see what they do in the future. You know, well, that's part of the reason we were watching in the first place.
For season three, yes, that rule should apply because those are what the majority of the girls agree with.
Mm.
It is what it is.
What are you eating right now?
Dinner because my ass is hungry.
But what are you eating, though?
Fish and chips. I'm a British cunt.
That sounds good.
So fried fish and chips? Oh,
I could use some fish and chips. Vivacious, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your companionship and your camaraderie.
I do not conduct what you're saying right now.
Condone.
I find it very offensive, and I'm going to meme this.
That's my fear if I ever get on Drag Race, is that I'm just going to be like
one stupid shit,
and then it becomes a fucking meme or meme or whatever.
But guess what though, sweetie, don't look at it as a negative because now you could market that shit to the fucking bank.
I know. My mistakes?
I do not conduct this bitch. I do not condone her nose.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what they got in store. And I definitely, you know, I'm very excited about the Vixen and seeing she's an amazing dancer who can hold her own against someone like Kennedy Davenport.
I think this whole thing, what the girls just did, I understand where it came from. However, but at the same time, I should say, and at the same time, not but, because but sounds like when you disagree. Let's not dismiss the fact that Shangela was in the top the whole season and won every single lip sync that she ever went up into. And I think most people are looking for that win, hopefully, and in the hopes that maybe for once there would have been, you know, an African-American representing that pantheon of the All-Star girls. And at the end of the day, we all look at Shangela's record as one of the hardest working bitches in the industry. Those that are into actual performances, okay? We don't look at anything else. We don't look at branding, nothing. We look at the bitch who goes out there. Shangela is making tracks all the time to get it out there and build her name to something else. You know, her first track, Professional. She got Working Girl. She's got a whole bunch of other ones out there. She's got a new one that came out called Pay Me, etc. She's been one of the most hardest ones out there. And that's why everyone, but it's not only that. New York City, most queens here who are real performers, not these look bitches, they identify with Shangela. That's why the most people that are most vocal about this shit are the real true performers who look at performance other than branding. No one gives, like, the real performing queens, they look at this from the real point of, I'm here to judge you based on your showmanship. I'm not here about your brandmanship. And that's why this resounded so loudly, with a lot of people feeling that Shangela was shafted in terms of not being picked to be in the top two. No one has a problem with Trixie winning whatsoever. Congratulations, Trixie. What they were trying to say is, it should have been Trixie and Shangela duking it out at towards the end. And if Trixie won, then so be it. And if Shangela won, then so be it too. So there's those two sides of the coins to take into consideration. But it's like, if you're a Team Shangela person, which like I was, you're going to feel a certain way. And then you're going to go online and you're going to write this, that, rigor mortis. I sure wrote rigor mortis because I did not see that shit coming. It's like she was literally at the edge of having an orgasm, and mama walked in the room and said, put your dick away, bitch. We gonna read from the word of Analations. Oh. Analations chapter 2, verse 69.
So to summarize, they're all winners, but if you're gonna hate on anybody, hate on Aja, Ben de la Creme, Chi Chi Devane, Milk, Morgan,
do not put
and
words
Thor
into
Gifor.
My mouth. Do not put words into my mouth. Do not put words. I am not hating on anyone. This is not about hating on anyone. I'm just saying that in the future, RuPaul, please do not allow disgruntled returned people to make decisions that should not involve them.
But it's kind of fun to see, you know, the discarded queens get their revenge.
Bitch, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if all them crazy ass hoes in Chicago decided that they want to be disgruntled on you? And if they had a say to the FCC to pull your show, you know how all them little shiesty, too good, no good, can't do no good children who can't figure out what to do for themselves, if they turned around and decided that they want to hold the fate or feast of fun in your hands, you would not be a happy camper about that
shit. They don't hold the fate. They never have held the fate of the show and never will hold the fate. The people that hold the fate of the show are the people that support it. And they can support it at feastoffun.com/plus. And all the other ones, thanks for nothing.
Sorry if my beauty is oppressive.
Don't use my lines.
What?
Don't steal my lines.
Oh, okay. Well, then you say it.
No.
You don't want to say it at all?
I say it when the time's right.
So you want me to
have to get you some catchphrase. But what I'm saying is, at the end, it got hijacked to a certain extent. So,
oh, yeah, totally like hijacked.
Just like how I wouldn't want for those Chicago troglodytes to hijack your show, I'm going to sit here and fight for you as well. Because if they try to hijack your show, I'd be like, girl, it's time to call y'all out across the internet and drag you across the highway without the toll. Yeah. You know, that's what
I appreciate
thing.
You got my back when the shit gets funky.
I have your back too.
I got your back. As a matter of fact, for your next fundraiser, I might build a glory hole. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's coming soon. We need to make a little extra money. We have a spring campaign coming real soon.
Very big announcements to make, but we can't make those yet. But they're big. It's like a drum roll. Yes. Yes.
So who are you guys rooting for season 10?
Oh, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
That is very shady and that is very rude. You should be supporting all of this. All of this.
You know what? I just
Vivacious was on All Stars 4.
It's just like the facts of life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all in there, you have the facts of life, you know?
It's going to be really hard for Monet Exchange and Miss Cracker not to be in the top.
You'd be surprised what could happen.
They're the two front runners. It's definitely the New York Queens season. Aquaria is Sharon Needles' drag daughter. You're looking at
Should we call the child services?
this is what I do learn. It's season 10. You know, I've always looked at the trends on the show, and once in a while, the show resets to let's just work with pretty. Mm-hmm. And I feel that season 10 might be that reset again, and I'm hoping it's not. Why do I say that? Because we've literally cycled through all the different forms of drag that there is. Remember, the last form of
drag
to win. shut up,
drag
bitch.
Peppermint.
Genderfuck.
Peppermint is still in the top, is still in the top two of her season, which was last season. So don't go there and dismiss it as though it was no win. That's a huge win. Everything in life takes time. You can't have yesterday today.
I can't stop staring at Peppermint's new tits.
I think
have you seen those in the photos? She puts like a highlighter on them.
She puts a bronzer or a gold or bronzer on the side, and they kind of like shine right back at you, and you're like.
And she motorboats like she gets got. She shoves guys' faces into her new tits, and I'm just like.
Speaking of which, tell her could somebody tell her do not motorboat anyone because some queen down at Hamburger Mary's just got sued for motorboating a Republican
for like $1.5 million or something, right?
Yeah,
that woman has to be a Republican. There is no way she's a Democrat.
No way.
She's because she's like, I didn't know that this was happening at this place. My friends invited me, bitch. Well, if you saw it and you didn't like it, get the fuck out. Why you needed to stay? And to the poor queen who this happened to, I'm so sorry that this is ruining your reputation, and I'm so sorry that this is actually a lawsuit happening to you. And to Hamburger Mary's, I'm really extremely sorry that for the first time in history that you've always catered to the LGBT community, that some outside asswipe is using this as a revenge tactic to sue a Hamburger Mary's for no reason whatsoever. It's fully unwarranted, but you know, we live in a Trump era.
We also don't know the facts of the case. You know, those might have been some really big, giant breasts, and they could have, you know, maybe they've hurt other people. We don't know. We'll let the courts decide.
Yeah, let the lawyers decide.
It does seem ridiculous, though.
It almost feels like a publicity campaign, but, you know, I hope.
It's not. It's real.
It's real, honey. It's like, yeah, I'm looking at the information about it. You know, and. Hamburger Mary's does a really great job at booking a diverse group of entertainers, and especially people who are just getting started or aren't on television but have a legacy elsewhere. And, you know, if you really believe in drag, you love fans of drags, go hang out at Hamburger Mary's and check out some of the shows.
Go support. Yeah. In the Trump era, we need to be supporting everything LGBT.
Amen, honey. Mm-hmm. Can I get a... Bon appetit up in
here. Hey, listen, Vivacious, we got to get this show posted because people are dying
they're
to hear
thirsty,
your take.
They're honey.
Like, they wanted us to do it live, but we don't have that technology yet.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on it.
So will you come back and dish on season 10 with us?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. If I watch it. Right, how about you come on and tell me what happened so
I have to watch this.
I'm a huge fan.
Every 2 weeks we'll have Feast of Fun, and it's gonna call What Happened Was.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we'll start the show. What Happened Was, and we'll take it from there. Sounds good.
And was the lip sync good? Was it livable?
Thank you so much, Vivacious.
Thank you
for having me.
Love
again.
You.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, that's the end of All Stars 3 for now. It is what she is. And congratulations, Trixie Mattel. Do it, mama.
Thank you, Borrow.
Hey, Trixie, can I borrow $100,000? It says everybody in the world. Vivacious lives in New York City. Check her out on Instagram at VivaciousNYC.
Goodbye, Vivacious.
Goodbye, Vivacious.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, my love.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for that one, girl. Mm-hmm.